Are you camera ready? Do you allow the media to play a part in how you perceive yourself? We talk about this issue and more on the next episode of The Real Girlfriends Across America. Let's start the show. Hosting the call tonight for Real Girlfriends Across America. We are a company that has a foundation and we have a mission to build lifelong friendships with women across the globe. We will be bringing you hot new topics Thursday through Sunday, or actually Monday through Thursday, and we're always here looking for new topics. So if you have any suggestions, certainly send us an email at realgirlfriends7@gmail.com. And tonight, we're going to be speaking about, are you camera ready? Does the media play a part in how you look at yourself? And I have on the call with me, Tawanda. How are you today, Tawanda?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
I'm well. And I had two additional callers dial in. So I'm going to start with area code 480. So how are you, 480?
Oh, hey. Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you? That's a familiar voice. May I ask who I'm calling?
Yeah. I'm Annie.
Oh, hi, Annie. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
That's wonderful. And I have a area code 406.
Yeah, hi. I'm Mackenzie.
Hi, Mackenzie. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, and thank you both for dialing in. So today, again, we're talking about camera ready. Does the media play a part in how you look at yourself? And I'm going to start with you, Annie. Now, are you hesitant to take pictures if you don't feel like you look your best?
Not at all. Actually, I was just having this discussion with my sister today because I really don't use filters a lot. I feel like if I use filters, it's not really me, and then I got to make excuses in real life. So I kind of just go with whatever the picture looks like. I do pick the best out of the 15 I take, but
right. So you're no filter, Annie.
Yep.
Okay, that's great. And what about you, Mackenzie?
I personally think the media does play a huge role in what I post and what kind of pictures I take. I don't overdo filters. Definitely think about the way that I'm posing and the lighting and just sort of enhancing the photo in natural ways to make me look my best. And that's just a personal preference. I just like to feel confident, and that's the way that I feel confident.
And I understand that. I do the same thing. So, and I take about 15 pictures,
yeah,
just like Annie.
Yep.
And what about you, Tawanda?
I really have to merge.
Tawanda?
What?
Are you hesitant?
Am I what?
No, go ahead. I was going to just ask you the same question. Are you hesitant to take pictures if you don't feel like you look your best?
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, I kind of wanted to merge a little bit in reference to what both ladies said. But, yeah, definitely, because we live in a day and time where people are always looking. And, yeah, you want to be camera ready. So, yeah, absolutely, especially when you're working on brand development, building business, and so on and so forth.
Okay. And would you be so daring to take a picture and post it onto your social media, regardless of how you look?
You're asking.
Yeah, I'm asking you, Tawanda. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that a lot, like I'll leave home and go to the grocery store and have on just anything. Just kind of really depends. And I know there's a difference between work and play, and I may see someone in business or pretend like, oh, girl, you like a hot mess, but I'm going to be turned up on them. So, yeah, absolutely, because I'm still going to be me. That's why I said I'll choose a little bit between what both ladies said, because at the end of the day, I'm still me, and I'm still the brand, regardless if I'm camera ready or if I'm looking busted, because I'm still going to have a great comeback.
Okay. So you have that self-confidence that no matter what, you'll be fine.
Absolutely. I don't have a choice.
Okay. And what about you, Mackenzie? Do you feel the same way? Would you be daring enough to take a picture and post it to your social media, regardless of how you look?
I definitely think just because of my age, I am more inclined to post more frequently. I definitely have taken photos before, and I look at myself, I'm like, oh, I feel pretty good, and I'll post it without even thinking. But there are definitely times where it takes me some convincing to post it, just because I know, you know, there's a lot of people that are going to be looking, and depending on what social media platform I post, you know, if it's on LinkedIn, you know, I want to make sure that I'm putting my professional side out there versus maybe like Instagram, maybe putting in a little bit more of a playful side or artsy or lifestyle, you know, so it really just depends.
Okay, and I understand that. And what about you, Annie?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
No problem. That's no problem. Would you be daring enough to take a picture and post it onto your social media, regardless of what you look like?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've done some brand ambassador work, and sometimes you have to post no matter what you look like that day. And I've worked with animals, so you can't always stay very clean when you're working with cows and pigs. And so I just go with it. People are pretty forgiving usually.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, definitely. If you add filters, and I'm sure, you know, change it up a little bit, you can kind of manipulate the pictures to look whatever way the client needs it to look like.
Right, and humor is always really good to mix in, too. If you make somebody laugh, they don't really care if your wrinkles are real bad on a photo.
Exactly. So I'm going to stick with you, Annie. I'm going to ask you, do you think that today's society is more shallow than it's ever been?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Why do you feel that way?
Well, you know, I've been around for a little while. I'm in my 40s, and so I've kind of grown up with all of these changes. And although there's a lot of stuff that I'm embracing, and it makes good opportunity for people, I just feel like it doesn't give opportunity that, I don't even know how to say it. Yeah, you know what I mean? I think people put in too much sometimes to how people look. Absolutely.
Okay. And I agree. I think we're in a click, you know, swipe left, swipe right society. So it makes it easier just to judge someone off of a picture.
Exactly.
And what about you, Mackenzie? Do you think that today's... Yeah, I totally agree. And Mackenzie, do you think that today's society is more shallow than it's ever been?
Yeah, I definitely agree with what all of you are saying. I definitely think it's very shallow. Everything's based on looks and how much money you can display and, you know, what you're doing. I think it has a lot less to do with how you feel about yourself, what you're doing for other people, what you're doing for the earth or the world, what difference you're making. And I think those are, like, the really important things to focus on, and I don't think that we do that enough. It is very disappointing, but it's a bummer. I think with you know, social media and just the way that people can sort of sit behind their screens, which, you know, I'm not saying anything too far against people who do that, because I also do it. But, you know, you start to judge other people and what they're doing, what they're posting, where they're going, and you just sort of feel a little bit, you know, you're starting to see all of the best parts of people's lives, and so it's sort of hard not to compare and not to judge, and I think that in itself can come across very shallow, and I don't think it's a very good quality.
And what about you, Tawanda? Do you think that today's society is more shallow than it's ever been?
That is definitely a good question. I want to say yes, and then I want to say no. I think in some instances there is a lot of shallowness, like you mentioned, like the swipe right and things like that. And I think even really with swiping right, that's really the only thing you can do on those sites is look at someone. I mean, because you can't read the profile, you know what I'm saying? Like, so initially you see her or him, you say, oh, he's cute, she's cute, they're attractive. That's all you really have because that's all they're showing. So I think in some instances today we are probably shallow. However, I think that as we have more opportunity, like let's say, for example, if I'm on a site and I'm actually on the computer or I can actually see a person's profile, That may be the first thing I actually go to if I can actually see it. You know what I'm saying? So I think that even though we are shallow in some ways, there's still more people that's interested in quality and substance. It's just that society has taken that away from us on some instances, so we go with whatever we have to at that time.
Okay. Yeah. And when you follow someone on go ahead, McKinsey.
Sorry. I don't know how we're supposed to jump in here, but I really do agree with that. I actually do think it really does. It depends on the opportunity that's given. Because when you think about it too, you know, there's a lot of different groups. People are actually becoming a lot more accepting, I would say, to a lot of different ideas that people might not have been accepting to before. Which I guess in a way isn't, I don't know if it's necessarily shallow or not, but I definitely think that it really depends. Because, you know, a while back too, there were tons of people that were shallow, just displayed in different ways. You know, like social media just sort of amplifies everything that was already happening, right? Like we get to see what people are doing and what people are spending their money on, and we get to compare, but the comparisons were still there. People that were living in shallow ways, like they, you know, they were still alive. And in some instances, I think that it's actually gotten better as far as accepting, you know, different types of lifestyles and seeing different cultures and realizing, you know, when people are entitled versus when they're not. I think it can go both ways. I actually changed my mind and I agree.
And I understand how you changed your mind after you talked it out a little bit. So when you follow someone, McKinsey, what do you base your decision on? So if you're following someone, let's say on Instagram, do you follow them based on their pictures? Do you follow them based on what they write? How do you make the decision to follow them?
Personally, I follow them for both. I always look for people who are positive, who are confident, who are wanting to make a difference. Definitely, as far as social media goes, I like to follow people who post consistently, good quality content, maybe a little bit of humor, just because it's always great. What else can I add? I honestly, tons of different viewpoints. I follow lots of different groups of people, and I love to just have discussions with tons of different people about what their views are, what they're thinking, you know, why they live the way that they live, and you know, that's just personally for me what I look for when I follow people.
Okay. And Tawana, I'm going to ask you the same question. What do you base your decision on when you decide to follow someone?
You mean in reference to, like, Instagram or something?
Yeah, so Instagram, and does it change based on what platform you are on? So do you change your decision if you're going to follow someone on Instagram based on, let's say, their pictures, and maybe it's different from one on LinkedIn?
I'm not into social media that much. Like, for example, on Facebook, okay. I don't even really do Facebook. I just post stuff. I have people, but I just accept them because we have common interests. On LinkedIn, somebody else manages that, I don't know. So on Instagram, for example, I follow people based on what they post. Like, female entrepreneurs posting something, personal development, something empowering, encouragement. Or if I'm strolling through the feeds and I see someone offering some type of training. So, yeah, I'm looking at the content. I'm about substance. That's what's important to me. I don't give a damn what you look like. I want to know what's in your mind. And if I can grow and learn something from you, I'm with you.
Okay, and I'm the same way. If I can learn from you, then, yeah, I'll be interested in following you. And I guess it's like a combination of what Mackenzie said. So if they have interesting content, like pictures, if it's inspiring, if I can something based on what they post, then, yeah, I'm more inclined to follow those particular accounts. And I'm going to ask you, Annie, before we go on a break, what do you base your decision on when you decide to follow someone?
So basically, grammar is really important.
okay.
I'm just kidding. I think I'm hilarious. But for me, really, on Instagram, I have a lot of my paintings. Like when I'm doing some acting and stuff like that, I always do more of my work or you know, that's where those kind of followers are. My Facebook is a lot more personal. A lot of the people I've actually met in person or I'm acquaintances with in person are on my Facebook. So that kind of separates those out for me. I kind of follow people that whatever, if I can help somebody, I have people that ask me a lot if I can help them spread the word on things or that kind of thing. I like to follow people back for that and support other small, you know, businesses or independent contractors, people that are local. I really believe that we should all kind of support our local vendors and whatnot. So.
Okay. Yeah. And I definitely believe in supporting other businesses. So I definitely like that point of view as well. And at this moment, we're going to take a brief break. We're going to listen to trending news as well as a ad from our sponsors, and we will return with our camera-ready issue.
Hello, everyone. This is Kay with your trending news for the day. An 11-month-old girl was found dead in her father's vehicle after he left her inside and took another car to run errands. The investigation is still underway, and no charges have been filed. This has been Kay with your trending news. Now, back to your show.
Are you enjoying the show? Help us bring more great content to you by donating. Every bit helps. You can donate to us by visiting our Patreon page. You can go to www.patreon.com and search for Rogue Girlfriends Across America to support the show. Or you can donate to us by visiting our Anchor page. You can visit www.anchor.fm and search for us by searching Rogue Girlfriends Across America. We appreciate the donation. Now, back to the show. Thank you so much for holding on while we took that break. Now, we're going to continue with the show. So, again, we're speaking about camera ready. Does the media play a part in how you look at yourself? And we're going to continue with Tawanda, and I'm going to ask you, do you make any judgments based on what others post on social media?
Yeah, sometimes I think that as I'm following different that may be an expert in a certain type of field, and I can get some insight, and yeah, I may actually even change, like, okay, I want to do this, but now that I've looked at X, Y, and Z, and this is what's working for them, I don't believe in reinventing the wheel. I'm going to always put my spin on it, but if it's working, then I'm going to do what's working.
And what about you, Annie? Do you make any judgments based on what others post on social media?
You know, honestly, it's a really hard question to answer during the this time of year when we have elections coming up, because it's really hard not to. It's really, I've probably, I don't like blocking people because of their opinions or anything like that, but I probably have unfollowed a few just because I feel like I try to control myself on when I'm on my social media, and I don't post things that are political or religious, anything like that that's going to cause, you know, ruffle feathers, because I don't want debates on my wall. But some people, when they can't control themselves like that, I just thought I'll unfollow them or snooze them for 30 days.
Okay.
Me too.
And I completely understand that, because you don't want your news feed to be filled with, you know, things that either you don't agree with or depressing news and things of that nature. So I understand that. And what about you, Mackenzie? Do you make any judgments based on what others that you follow or anyone else post on social media?
You know, I try not to, but it still happens. Yes, I am guilty of that. I would have to agree, you know, political things. I really try not to post, controversial topics, just because I personally don't like to have arguments over my social media pages. And sometimes, you know, if it's something that is maybe coming across as a demand or is maybe disturbing, I sometimes will unfollow or block those people, depending on how terrible or weird the post is that I see or view. I think it's sort of hard not to judge based off of what people post. I mean, that's the version of themselves that they're presenting, and they're choosing to present themselves that way. So that's sort of what you have to go off of, unless you're, you know, seeing them in person and you know any differently.
And have you ever had to unfollow someone based on what they posted?
Yes, I have. There have been a couple times where people that I've personally known have posted things that have just been disturbing to me, and I've decided to just take them off of my social media pages. It's just not something that I want to see, and that's just my choice.
Yeah, I have in the past unfollowed people because of the content that they were posting, and there were people that I actually knew. I just didn't agree with whatever they were posting, so I just decided to remove myself from the situation. And I think that today's society, it's a way that how, you know, the media does play a part on how we look at ourselves, or at least how I look at myself, just because of how we, you know, everything we see. So we are always trying to keep up with the trends. We're always trying to, you know, just stay on abreast of what's trending and what's going on, and it's a good thing and a bad thing, because we can always look on other people's social media, see what's out there in the world, and learn from other people. But then also what tends to happen is we compare ourselves to a lot of other people. So I'm going to ask one final question for the night, which is basically our title, and I'm going to start with you, Tawanda. Do you think that the media plays a part in how you look at yourself personally? Tawanda, are you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I was on mute. Sorry about that. And what did you ask me again?
Okay. So does the media play a part in how you look at yourself personally?
Oh, my gosh. Does the media play a part in how I look at myself? I would say yes and no. And when I say yes, my goal is always to work on becoming my greatest self. So in looking at doing that, especially in life and business and as well as personal, there's a lot of things that I may see out on television, like, hey, I like how she has that, especially like when it comes to makeup, for example. That's something I've never really worn, but I've always kind of like been interested in it. One time before, I think when I was in high school, I was going to prom, and my neighbor and myself was making my face up, and I looked like a straight clown. So somebody else had to come save the day. And I haven't ever taken the time to like do a YouTube and like watch how to do it, but now I'm even more interested because of media and because I'm watching YouTube. Everybody's makeup is looking so great. I'm like, you know what? I want to do that too. Or when it comes to shopping with purses or an outfit, like, okay, I got to lose some weight so I can get into this or that. So, yes, ma'am, I would actually just go all the way to saying yes, it does.
Okay. In a good way.
And I'm going to ask you, okay, and that's fair. And I'm going to ask you, Mackenzie, the same question. Do you think that the media plays a part in how you look at yourself personally?
I think that it definitely does. I really try to make it a positive thing, though, just because I know a lot of people look down on social media as being a negative thing in our society, which I'm not saying, you know, it's not all great. You know, there are definitely parts of it that are sort of toxic. But I choose to look at it as an empowering thing. So, you know, the people that I follow, they're people that inspire me. And so I look at the things that they're wearing or, you know, the things that they're doing, and I try and either replicate those same looks or outfits, or, you know, inspires me to do an art project that way, or maybe somebody doing charity work and I'm like, oh, I should do more of that, and I'll go out of my way and try and make that happen. You know, it's just an empowering, inspiring thing for me. That's the way that I use the social media platforms, but I try not to, you know, compare and contrast too much as far as, you know, my body and, you know, what I should believe and think.
Okay. And that's fair. And I'm going to wrap up with you, Annie. I'm going to ask you the same question. Does the media play a part in how you look at yourself personally?
Absolutely. I think the media plays a part in everything today. I think that it's our responsibility to make sure that we're researching both sides of things if we're going to let things affect us, because there's just so much information out there, and sometimes we forget that everybody has opinions. And, you know, obviously, I'm trying to brand myself, and if I can inspire another generation, including my own daughters, and I need to do that by being able to communicate with them, that's how I do. That's how I research that. You know, what are those millennials up to these days now? But I'm really grateful for the media. It's let me come out of a shell that I didn't even know I had to come out of.
Okay, and I appreciate. We have like less than a minute left. So I just want to wrap up and say I appreciate you both calling in, Annie, Mackenzie, as well as Tawanda. And this episode was a great topic to speak about. Yes, thank you for calling in. And I hope that you are able to tune in again tomorrow, because we'll be here tomorrow again at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I'm going to invite both of you ladies to come back tomorrow and call in. And definitely stay on for our outro. Yes, thank you guys. And we'll be wrapping up, but again, thank you all for calling in, and we will be playing the outro now. Thank you for listening to yet another episode The Real Girlfriends Across America. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. We're here Sunday through Thursday at 9 p.m. EDT time or 6 p.m. PDT time. Make sure you tune in on all of our platforms, and that's anywhere where podcasts are being played. Make sure you visit us at www.realgirlfriend.org or on Instagram at realgirlfriend7, that's the number 7, Twitter at realgirlfriend7, or on our Facebook page at Real Girlfriends Across America. We can't wait to chat with you next, and until next time, have a great and awesome day.